Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest football team, Mel Churchman. Our program is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee and recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Maryville's Hy-Vee. And, Coach, you've had a week off since the opener a week ago Thursday when you faced Texas A&M Kingsville. And, of course, coming up on the short side of that one, let's just talk a little bit about the time between then and now and some of the things you've been doing in practice.
Well, John, we had a long weekend a week ago after the game and brought them in on Sunday and did ran and lifted and then kind of had a normal week, at least Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We did things a little different in the past in our bye week. We've always, you know, started doing stuff against the team we think we're going to play or the team we are going to play. This time we felt like it was really important for us to put our ones against our ones and be a lot more competitive. And so for the most part, that's what we did all 3 days. Matter of fact, on Thursday, we had a full-scale scrimmage, full-contact scrimmage, which we've never done in the season before, but really worked out well. And I think our kids really responded to it. I think that, it gave them a chance to be competitive, but it also gave them a chance to kind of care for each other and bond together a little more, and I think we got all that accomplished. It'll be interesting this week to see how we respond now when we go against a scout team on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we prepare for UNO.
Now, you had a few guys, especially on the defensive side, banged up a little bit out of that first game. Have they been able to respond well to treatment and everything? How's things look for this Saturday?
Well, that's been a real plus, John. I'm not sure if either of our starting corners would have played if we'd have played this past Saturday, but both of them were cleared today. Justin Welch and Ryan Jones are both cleared to go, and we got Clark Snodgrass. He didn't play in the first game. We got him back. We're really in pretty good shape, and we had a lot of good reports today. So we're excited about having those guys back and, getting back on the field in really game preparation now and the conference opener. There's a lot of things to really be motivated about.
Had some time to look back at the film of that first game and kind of go over things a little bit. What are some of the major things that you feel the team needs to work on as you get ready for Saturday?
Well, John, as we looked at that game, it was just execution. We just did not do things right, and if we can take care of a lot of those little things, Blake will tell you, he would tell you himself, he didn't feel like he played well. He didn't, he made some bad choices as far as holding on to the ball a little too long. Our offensive line did not play well consistently at all. We gave up, we had 16 negative plays, and so those are the things that we've got to fix. We've got to be consistent on every snap. We had, I think I mentioned last week, we had 16 negative snaps out of 60-some. And, you can't be a very good offensive team when you have that. Defensively, there were some things in the defensive line that I think that we felt like we could really improve on this week, this past week, being a lot more aggressive up front. We played a whole ball game and didn't get a sack against Kingsville. I think they threw it 35 or 38 times. So, we really worked on that, and I think our kids have responded there as well.
When you look at the conference up to this point with most of the teams, at least a couple games under their belt at this point, how do you see the conference shaping up?
Well, it's kind of strange. There's four teams, I think, that have losses in the conference, and they're four of the teams that were picked in the top five in the conference. If you have us and Nebraska, Omaha, and Washburn, and Central Missouri. I think we're the only teams in our conference that have a loss. Well, now Emporia does because they played Central on Saturday. But, so it's kind of upside down right now. But I think that the quality is really good. I got had a chance Saturday because the game was televised to watch the Central Missouri Emporia game. And, Emporia's improved, I think. And Central Missouri, obviously, is a very good offensive football team. And they have some talent on defense, too. So I just think our league is really, really going to be solid. And I think, it's going to be a battle every week.
When you watch Central Missouri, do you see a few things that look kind of familiar with Coach Sabota down there?
Yeah, things haven't changed a whole lot. They had to call timeout a couple of times because they didn't get to play in on time. And I'm familiar with that, too. So. But, no, they do a lot. It's very similar in theory anyway. I mean, they change their formations a lot different personnel groups, and They throw the ball well, and he's got a real good running back. A kid really runs hard. So they're going to be. I think they're going to be. They're going to be. You know, a battle. They'll battle anybody in our league. I think they're going. They'll contend for the conference championship.
Again, you've got Nebraska Omaha coming up Saturday night in Omaha. That's traditionally a very tough place to go in and play. Now, the last time you went up there, had a little bit of success in a matchup there. But you look at a UNO team that's off to an 0-2 start, as you mentioned, and it's really a little bit of a surprise they're 0-2, I think. But just talk a little bit about what Nebraska Omaha has shown up to this point this season.
Well, first of all, they are 0-2, but they've lost to two very good teams. Kearney, I think, is 1-1, and Ouachita Baptist is 2-0. Ouachita Baptist was really impressive. We got that film this weekend and started watching that, and they've got a lot of talent on offense, especially, and they really moved the football, very well against UNO. And of course, Nebraska Kearney's a talented offensive team, and they moved the ball too. So. UNO has been a little bit snake bit with injuries. Their number one running back, Levi Terrell, didn't play at all in the first game. He was limited against Ouachita Baptist. They have an All-American kicker who I think kicked off and kicked one extra point against Kearney, and then has been out ever since. And so, you take guys of that magnitude out of their lineup, and it hurts them. I think that also they've made a lot of changes on defense, and. What we've noticed just watching the tape from the Kearney game to the first half of the Ouachita game to the second half, they're continually getting better on defense, and it's with younger players. So, they always say you make your most progress between game one and game two. Well, they made a lot of progress, I thought, in the second half of game two.
And one of the bad part about this, when you look at them coming in with an 0-2 record, we were talking a little bit before we started the interview too, is when a team like that comes in 0-2, kind of they're back up against the wall early in the season, you know they're going to come out and they're going to be ready for it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to be ready for, just a real fist fight out there. It's going to be a tough, tough football game. I doubt if, I don't know for sure, but I bet they haven't been 0-3 since 1994, Pat's first year when we were 0-3, we were 0-11. I think he won one game that first year, but, they're used to winning, and they know how to win, and they're going to be a very dangerous football team.
What are some of the keys when you see the two teams line up as far as some of the strengths and weaknesses of the two teams and how they match up?
Well, I think for us, John, I don't really care what UNO does. I just think there's so much of it depends on what we do and how we respond. We've got to do the little things right, the things that I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show, the snap count, the alignment, alignment, assignment, snap count. We talk about that all the time. Those are things that you have to do. We talk about TNT. Those are things that take no talent. It doesn't take a lot of talent to get lined up straight, to know the snap count, and get off on the ball. So that, I think, is going to be the key for us. Hopefully, if we take care of those things, and I think offensively we'll start to click. And we really need that. We need to get some rhythm on offense. On defense, I think, our defensive line is going to have to – they're going to be challenged because Omaha has a good offensive line. They have a veteran offensive line. They want to run the football. Now, they're going to throw it, and they'll throw it pretty well. They've got some big receivers. But their whole attack is based on running the football. And if Levi Terrell is back, who he played some against Ouachita, so I'm assuming he's probably going to be back at full strength against us, then, we're going to have to stop the run.
It's been a fun rivalry for the fans involved through the years, even going back when it was a non-conference matchup now here in the last couple of 3 years since Nebraska Omaha's been in the MIAA, just kind of carried on. But it seems like it's a fun rivalry, especially for alums in that area that get a chance to get out and see some Bearcat football they might not be able to have an opportunity to come down here and see.
Well, we'll have a big crowd. That's the fun thing about playing at Omaha, and that's been about the only fun thing about playing. We haven't been very successful there, but we always have a great crowd. Yeah, their people really come out for it, first of all, and then we bring a lot of fans. It's a short 2 hours, and so a lot of people from here go. And like you said, there's so many alums in the Omaha Lincoln area that probably don't get down here as often, but it's a great opportunity for them to see the Bearcats. And so, I think it'll be a great crowd and a great atmosphere. And I think we're 2-4 at Omaha since I've been here. And so we need to get a win there, and it's a tough place to win.
And how strange has it been the way the season started this year with the schedule, where you open up on a Thursday and then you're off two Saturdays in a row before gearing up here? It just seems like, I don't know if I ever remember where we've had two Saturdays off in a row to start the season.
No, I can't either. As a matter of fact, I can't ever remember fishing during the season, and I've done that two Saturdays in a row. So maybe we found something. But it's a strange thing. You know, next year, like I said, our schedule's all set for next year, and so we'll get back in the rhythm, and I'm really looking forward to getting into the groove now. You know, just so far it really doesn't seem like football season. You know, we had fall camp, which is totally different than the regular season, and then you play a game, which you play on Thursday night. So, you know, and you get beat, and you come, you know, you have classes on Friday, so you come to school on Friday. It's totally different than what you normally do, and then you have, like you said, two Saturdays off. I'm anxious to get into the routine where we play every Saturday and go down the road in the MIAA.
It almost seems like it's a season opener again.
Well, it does. I think for our players, I think it's going to seem that way a little bit too. We've got a lot of things that we've got to get done, and this week in preparation for it.
All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Mel Churchman, and our conversation with Coach Churchman recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Maryville's Hy-Vee, and the program also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchman, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.